This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extend. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dave McGowan. That's MC, capital G-O-W-A-N. He is the author of Derailing Democracy, The America, The Media Don't Want You to See, and Understanding the F Word. Also, Programmed to Kill, The Politics of Serial Murder. And coming out in March of 2014 is the book Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon, Laurel Canyon, Covert Ops and the Dark Heart of the Hippie Dream. Now, I believe that you can pre-order that. Yes, if you go to Amazon and just type in Dave McGowan, Laurel Canyon, then you can get an email alert. You can sign up for an email alert in order to be notified with the publication of that book, which I think is a good idea. So you'll remember to order it. Alrighty. Dave, we were talking about right before the break about the intelligence operation in Laurel Canyon and what it had to do with the legitimate anti-war movement. So, would you like to address those issues?
Yeah. I just learned something new about my book, though. My publisher didn't tell me that. I didn't even know that it was available for pre-order on Amazon. That's very exciting news. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, well, me. Yeah. You should listen to my program more. I mean, you can learn
I guess
stuff.
So. I find out things I wouldn't know otherwise. Okay. So you were talking about Hanoi Jane, the infamous Hanoi Jane. I have long found it kind of funny and rather ironic, more than a little ironic, actually, that she is to this day reviled by, you know, sort of the conservative, hawkish type people, because I very firmly believe that she was absolutely serving Uncle Sam, I believe, in those days. And I believe that she was, while she appeared to be over consorting with and offering aid and comfort to the enemy, I believe she was actually gathering intel. I think she was very much operating as a spy. And, the people who despise her should probably honor her as some kind of a hero, and the people who admire her should be the ones who look down on her. I never really bought that whole act. I don't think she would have been allowed to do that if she had actually been undermining America's war efforts and, putting American lives on the line and all the things that she's been accused of, as I mentioned before, her father had done, intelligence work, naval intelligence in World War II, so it was in the family. And, if you look at her life arc after that, what did she go on to do? She married Ted Turner, for crying out loud. A guy who just reeks of being a CIA operative, and, in addition to being one of the wealthiest men in the world, is one of the guy who sort of pioneered the 24-hour cable news phenomenon, which is where most of us get fed our information these days, you know. So, he was one of the prime controllers of our information, you know, and so I don't see Jane Fonda as being what she's been portrayed as being. And I think the practice of using entertainers in that capacity goes back a very long ways, you know, precisely because they sort of have access that the rest of us don't have, you know, and they're like welcomed with open arms around the world in places that, you know,
Absolutely. And that's why they use them in commercials to promote things, because I don't know why they have so much credibility. I guess it's because they are out there and they play different roles. And so we accept them, in those roles, and they're just all things to all people.
Yeah, I think it goes back a very, very long ways, you know. I mean, I've done research into Harry Houdini, you know, back around 1900, and there's a chapter on him in the Laurel Canyon book, because he reputedly was a resident of Laurel Canyon. There's still the ruins there of, what is known as the Houdini House, which has been in ruins for something like 60 years, still there to this day. And, you know, there are very strong indications that he was an intelligence operative, you know, all the way back over 100 years ago, you know, one of the main reasons that he became as big and prominent and as famous as he was, that he was on the payroll of not just the U.S. Secret Service, but Scotland Yard and an international police association. He was doing all kinds of covert operations as he traveled the world, using his traveling magic act as cover for, covert operations all the way back, in 1900. And even beyond that, you know, John Wilkes Booth appears to have been utilized as an intelligence operative all the way back in the 1860s, you know, 150 years ago.
And sure, because if they're traveling to different places, they seem to have a legitimate reason to be wherever they went.
He was the ideal. He had the ideal cover. He was very famous, very well known, very well liked, and he was part of a traveling theater company that traveled around the country. And as that, he was as welcome in the north as he was in the south. You know, and there were a lot of people back then who were. And so that gave him the ideal cover to cross back and forth and curry information, you know. And this was going on way back 150 years ago. And I read recently a fascinating biography on William Shakespeare that posits that he was an intelligence operative all the way back in 1564, 450 years ago. That the Elizabethan Secret Service was recruiting poets and actors and playwrights as intelligence operatives, you know, 4.5 centuries ago. So, you know, there are indications that this goes back a very, very long ways, that celebrities are not just used but sort of created and, you know, sort of created with this larger-than-life image and with a massive amount of public influence. You know, they're highly regarded by the public and, you know, very influential, and they have a lot of access, so they're the ideal people to use for these kind of operations. And I think it's been going on for a very, very, very long time, and it's very much going on today, you know. So don't trust your celebrities is basically the message here. They may be leading you astray.
Sure. Okay, some comments from the chat room, and we will also take your calls at 800-313-9443. So the question is, the legitimate anti-war movement was taken over by the hippies, yes or no?
Yes, I believe that's very much the case. Yeah, I think there was a very much a growing movement against the war that was largely based on college campuses and that, had a very respectable faith, in that it was, you know, being led by respectable college professors and their very clean-cut students. And I believe, yeah, that the hippies were a creation to undermine that effort and to put a much more disagreeable face on the anti-war movement by associating it with these hippies, who were very, you know, I mean, like from outer space to most mainstream Americans. You know, they had the hairstyles and the clothing and the free love and the free sex and the rampant drug use and the weird music and
all that stuff. All righty, we are going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll be right back with our guest today, Dave McGowan.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dave McGowan. He is the author of the upcoming book, Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon, Laurel Canyon, Covert Ops, and the Dark Heart of the Hippie Dream. It is available in March of 2014. Please go to Amazon and sign up to get notification when that book is out. You were talking about the weird music, the costumes, the drug culture. What would you think about Lady Gaga and Madonna and some of these people that are some people look at?
Today, it's just become rather blatant, hasn't it? In the latest generation of our rock stars, and the symbolism in their publicity photos and performances and videos and album art and whatnot of all the people like Beyonce and Jay-Z and Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry and this whole batch of the latest and greatest. It seems that the symbolism just is becoming more and more overt and more in your face, it seems, and more and more it seems like there's a disconnect between fame and actual talent,
absolutely.
These people just sort of emerge out of nowhere, like fully formed as the next big thing, whether it's Lady Gaga or Miley Cyrus, whoever it is, they're just propelled into this realm of like superstardom that is so far removed from their actual musical talent, It's so obvious that these aren't the best, the most talented, the best artists that are out there. They're being promoted wholesale for reasons other than their actual musical abilities,
Right.
It just seems, it seems to becoming more and more obvious over the years. And this most recent batch is, it's pretty obvious.
there's
something going on there.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It really is, And the whole batch of them, Britney Spears and, and this whole thing of, just creating a spectacle of oneself, which then, they get attacked for it initially, but it seems to, propel them into, Miley Cyrus's ridiculous performance this year at the VMAs, which was widely panned and, cast as though it was like career suicide, but next thing you know, she's everywhere, she's all over the TV, her album's number one, and it's just...
And who's in charge of making these people so popular? It's certainly not because of their talent, and when they look ridiculous, and as you say, they really don't have any talent, and the other thing is that it does continue to change the culture, because there are children who watch this parade of ridiculousness, and then they want to copy it. They want to dress like these people. And it's a younger, they are appealing to a younger generation, which is very sad.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, it's like cast as they're, sort of coming out as adults or whatever. These people that start out as child stars, Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus being the most obvious. And, they're put out there as icons for the preteens and, to latch on to. And, then they, before long they evolve into these just hyper-sexualized performances. It's disgusting. It really is. It's just,
Sure it is. Right.
It seems to be just a direct effort and a very obvious effort to sexualize children at a younger and younger age,
Well, maybe they figured it worked so well with the anti-war movement of the 60s that they would just continue with this same kind of technique, but appeal to younger people, and it's probably a form of what, mind control? Of some sort?
I would say, I guess, rope the kids' minds in younger and younger, it's very disturbing. Very, very,
right.
Very disturbing. It makes the 60s music seem look pretty innocent.
Right.
In comparison,
I guess it incrementally has just gotten worse and worse and worse, and because it has been incremental, that people are more willing to accept it because it is gradual and they don't see the change. But if we were to go back to the 60s music and compare it to what is going on today, there would be a big difference. We would see a big difference. You have more nudity, more sexuality, more, well, it's just disgusting. I mean, I don't watch or listen to any of this. But anyway, let me ask you some more questions from the chat room. Does Dave have any information on the dastardly, evil, and traitorous John McCain in regard to, like, Vietnam and anything else that he happened to be engaged in?
Not really, no. I have never really looked into John McCain much. You know, I'm, no, can't really say that I do, no.
Okay, another question, or actually this is a comment. Music was originally used to hypnotize a message into the head of a long-distance runner so that he could deliver the message faithfully at the end of his run. What do you know about that?
I've never heard of that. Quite
but
possible.
But it's interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting. Where does that come from? Do you know? Or
I'm not sure. But when you think about it, music, when you put words to music or to some sort of rhythm, that it does, you do remember it better, and it's something that, well, like when you hear a song from a movie or something, and then you sing it or hum it or something like that. Music has the ability to impact your soul, whereas words without music are not as significant. So I think music, when in applying that to today's music, I think that that's applicable. That it does, it impacts your heart and your soul.
It's quite possible. It's quite possible that the, you know, certain rhythms tap into some more primitive regions of the brain or some such, you know, sort of thing, can sort of be used to bypass, you know, brain filters or something. It's quite possible. You know, it's probably not insignificant, the fact that many of the sound engineers who were shaping, you know, the quality and the type of sound in live performances and whatnot in those days also had military intelligence, you know, backgrounds.
Sure.
Like the guy that Frank Zappa worked with was a guy named I can't think of his name, but it's in the book. He was a military. He had been trained, you know, in military intelligence and military electronics and whatnot. And then he went and opened his own recording studio. And he's the one that taught Frank Zappa all of his studio techniques, you know, overdubbing and multi-tracking and all that stuff. And you know, his background was very much in the military. And same with the guy. Owsley, the notorious acid chemist who served as the Grateful Dead sound engineer, he also had a military intelligence background and training in military electronics and whatnot. So, you know, it's probably not insignificant that you know, military technology, intelligence, community personnel were involved in shaping the sound.
Exactly. All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dave McGowan. He is the author of the upcoming book that we need to sign up to receive notification of at Amazon. The name of that book is Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon, Laurel Canyon, Covert Ops, and The Dark Heart of the Hippie Dream. It's due to come out in March of 2014. Some questions from the chat room, but we do have some callers lining up. So why don't we take a caller, then we'll get to the questions from the chat room. We have Sean in Brooklyn. Sean, welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, good afternoon. I've read Dave's articles over and over and over. It's a very important subject to people that aren't aware or familiar with Dave's work. Dave's just a great writer. That's a compliment to you, Dave. But the topic itself is so compelling because it seems to encompass not just the hippie peace movement of the 60s, but as Dave was commenting on Lady Gaga, the occultism, it continues. But there's a nexus point of the military. Now, years ago, I remember I read about the Beatles. Paul is dead. Paul was replaced. All of the Beatles have doubles. But the thing that I remember distinctly is that I read that after Paul's death, allegedly, they were all made military officers so that they were held under the Official Secrets Act of Great Britain. And the reason why that sticks in my mind is there's a guest that Deanna interviews often named Clint Richardson, I beg your pardon. And one of his interests is the royal bloodline. And he was speaking recently that L. Ron Hubbard, along with most of the people that we associate as being important in popular culture, all appear to be part of the bloodline, like all of the presidents. Now, the thing that's weird about this is, all right, so L. Ron Hubbard came up with Dianetics. He was friends with Jack Parsons, who was an occultist and a protege of the wicked man in the world. I don't remember his name.
Aleister Crowley.
Aleister Crowley, thank you very much. So Aleister Jack Parsons allegedly did something called the Babylonian Workings, where he took his aborted child, a fetus, and inserted it in one of the first atomic blasts. And so I just want to throw all that out there. Aleister Crowley, a British and American military, the occult, and it appears to be continuing and is and absolutely includes the serial killers and even what they're doing to our food. I believe it's a larger mosaic.
Okay, Dave, what's your thoughts on what the caller has said? Sean, thank you so much.
Most of that, Parsons did, in fact, along with Hubbard, did something called the Babylon Working, in which they were supposedly trying to, I don't even remember actually what the goal was supposed to be, but,
They were trying to open a gate to hell.
What's that?
They were trying to open a porthole to another dimension of being.
Correct. Yeah, that's what it was. And, I don't know a whole lot of it beyond that, but, I know that the two were very closely linked, along with, Robert Heinlein, the other, sci-fi writer guy, all part of the Agape Lodge of the OTO in Pasadena. That was a branch of Crowley's OTO, and all of that I am familiar with. And interestingly enough, Heinlein was one of the residents of Laurel Canyon in the 1950s. He was he was yet another face of Laurel Canyon. Strangely enough, so all roads lead to Laurel Canyon to some extent. So, there's even a tie-in there to the whole Laurel Canyon thing. So, there's a very interesting chapter in history, and you're right, it's all continuing on into this day. And there is just a massive amount of occult and Masonic symbolism in the world of popular music these days, particularly in regards to the artists that we are, and I use the term artist rather loosely.
Right.
You were previously discussing, Lady Gaga being one of the most notorious. And
now, whose bloodline is she a part of?
You know, I don't really know. I do not know. There's some strange stories circulating about her. You know, there was another gal who supposedly had sort of had the same act before she did, and it was said to actually be more talented, and that girl turned up dead.
Yeah, she committed suicide, allegedly. I can't remember her name, but she was there, and then she was gone.
You brought that too,
Deanna? Lady Gaga sort of assumed her persona, from what I've heard, and then next thing you know, she just became this huge, massive star out of nowhere, following the death of this other gal whose name I can't remember. So, you know, there were some very dark things going on in launching her career, it appears, but you know, I don't know all the details, but
okay, it's another book in the mix, right, Dave? You can write another
one. Last question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I get asked all the time about, like, the British invasion. You know, are you going to do the same thing with the British invasion? Or are you going to do the same thing with the grunge movement out of Seattle? Or are you going to do the same thing with the punk and new wave movement? And, you know, I'm sure that if you dug into each and every one of those scenes, you would find these very same strands running through them. There's no doubt in my mind. But, you know, whether I have time in my lifetime to dig into all of that is another question entirely. So,
may I ask one last question?
Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
Thank you, Deanna. Do either of you have any concept of, let's see, okay, so there's the military-industrial complex children, artists acting as agents. Then there's the tribe that we talk about on RBN, but then there's the bloodline as well. Like, our president is a member of the bloodline. He's related to the queen. He's related to the presidents, to Cheney. He's related to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. So these different, so the bloodline, the tribe, and the military-industrial complex families, are they overlapping, or is there a place where they come together in a nexus? That's my question.
I don't know that I have an answer to that.
I know I don't. It's a puzzle.
Yeah. I think it's one that we'll have to discuss on another program.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Okay, let's take Rita in Illinois. Rita?
Greetings, comrades. Okay, Dave, I've been reading your stuff for a long, long time. And since the 90s, the late 90s, I hit that stuff. Anyway, here's a couple of questions here. Did you know that Disneyland was built by Stanford Research Institute, the American version of Tavistock, and that there was a General Fowler, Admiral Fowler, and a General Potter who built it, and C.B. Woods, he quit his job at SRI to build Disneyland. 13 years later, the kids are rioting on the street. One more thing I'd like to bring up is Mr. Bill Rohde of MTV, where Miley Cyrus does her little thing. And he's a dual citizen, British-American Army General, and he quit being an Army General so he could become the rockin' his dude in America. And so there's more military there. MTV, I saw babysitting my neighbor's dog. They have things where a guy, he's just a normal guy, but he wants to meet a girl, he wants to suck her feet, another crazy things on MTV. But anyway, he was a general. And then Disneyland was built on ley lines, and SRI was the one that went to go out and survey the places. Oh, another thing, you want to see Agenda 21 and Sustainable Cities, go to 1966, go look at 666 Walt Disney, and Mr. Walt Disney's telling you about this neighborhood that's constantly changing, and that it's not the automobile-friendly, it's pedestrian-friendly. Friendly, and it is just, it's Agenda 21 in 1966. Let's call your Epcot. Go look at the old videos. All the Nazis, scientists, Mr. Von Braun and everything. Tomorrowland. You can go look through Disneyland and see Walt Disney riding around with the Shabba Run.
Let's have Dave respond to what you've already said, Rita.
I was not aware of that about Disneyland. It doesn't really surprise me, you know. I mean, I've heard for years stories, you know, very dark and ominous stories about Disneyland. You know, a number of self-proclaimed victims have claimed that it's been used for years as like a programming training center, sort of, you know, mind control programming center.
All righty, folks, so, we do have to go to a quick break. I'm sorry to interrupt. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. go to campingsurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Our guest today has been David McGowan. Be sure and look for his book coming out in 2014, Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon, Laurel Canyon, Covert Ops, and the Dark Heart of the Hippie Dream. We have so many comments and questions from the chat room. Rita, we're going to go on to another caller. Thank you so very much for calling in. Appreciate your comments. Let's go on to Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome.
Hey, Deanna. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
You hear a lot about people that have been in the music business saying they were screwed by their contracts. And I'm wondering if, of course, the people you're describing in Laurel Canyon sounded like they had another source of income, so maybe they didn't.
Oh.
But I heard some guy say that the reason Prince changed his name, you know, was really to get out of his contract because his lawyers couldn't seem to help him. but that's just an aside. So a couple of names, Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. Did they have any connection to, you know,
to the intelligence community?
Yeah.
Some. They were sort of peripherally connected. Jimi Hendrix reputedly lived there briefly for a time in a house that was just north, this big, large, sheet-sprawling mansion that lies just north of the notorious log cabin, which was sort of the communal home occupied by Frank Zappa and then by Eric Burdon. It was sort of the Laurel Canyon commune hangout. And Hendrix reputedly lived in the mansion just north of there for a brief time, a mansion that was later bought and owned by, and it might still be, actually, by Rick Rubin, a very prominent record producer nowadays that works with a lot of the artists that we've been talking about, and produced some of those records right there in his home studio in Laurel Canyon. So, you know, he produced the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He produced Nine Inch Nails and, I don't know, various others. And so, so to some degree, the Laurel Canyon is still, you know, shaping our musical universe, strangely enough. And, Janis was somewhat, and she definitely never lived there. I think she occasionally visited. She died very close to the mouth of Laurel Canyon. The hotel that she died in is just a mile or two from the mouth of Laurel Canyon. But I don't know. I think she was much more closely associated with the scene and the musicians up in San Francisco more so than the L.A. scene. But there were some connections, but not. She wasn't really an integral part. Never really an integral part of the scene. And Hendrix wasn't really either. Although he did have closer connections, and he hung out and engaged in a lot of impromptu jam sessions with various of the Laurel Canyon musicians, members of the Byrds and Buffalo Springfield. And of the Monkees, strangely enough.
Were any of the Monkees spooks, spooks?
Were any of the Monkees? Most likely. You know, Peter Tork came from Washington, D.C. Quite likely they probably were. And many of the real, quote unquote, real Laurel Canyon musicians actually auditioned to be Monkees and were rejected. Stephen Stills auditioned. One of the guys from Three Dog Night, I think, auditioned. Quite a few of the people who later became, you know, quote unquote, real musicians had, previously auditioned to be members of the Monkees.
Well, I can't wait till this comes out. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, thank you so much, Sherry. All righty, let's take John in California quickly.
Hi, good morning. I'm coming in late to the discussion, but I didn't hear you discuss Vito Paulekas, and the thing I want to know about them, did they have any relation to Chuck Dietrich's Synanon program?
Not that I've come across. You know, it's not that easy to dig up information on Vito Paulekas, even though he received sort of honorable mentions in a number of the books that I've read. You know, he's mentioned as being an integral part of the scene that ran this freak troupe. It was instrumental, really, in sort of launching these bands and building public awareness, you know, getting people out to the clubs to see this new scene that was going on. And so he was a very, very, very important part of the scene, but he's almost very rarely mentioned in the literature. It's very hard to find a whole lot of information about him. But I have nothing that I have seen that would connect him to that. But, you know, it doesn't rule out the possibility. It's just nothing that I've come across up to this point.
Well, Chuck Dietrich was fairly famous, and he also had quite an impact on popular culture. You know, he was the guy that was credited with stating, "Today is the first day of the rest of your life." And that kind of became a mantra here for a while.
Yeah, it's not a name that I'm really all that familiar with, to be honest with you.
All righty. Hey, thanks, John, for your phone call. Let's move on. I want to address some of the comments in the chat room. This is from Joe. The Beach Boys are often portrayed as the wholesome boy next door types. They are still popular when their music is really quite banal. Were they artificially created as opposites to the drug culture? Additionally, were the Beatles artificially MI6, CIA created as somewhat wholesome, and after Sgt. Pepper were used as a soft drug sell to as opposed to the Rolling Stones, who were totally degenerate, hard drug sell hippies? What about the controlled opposition? Henry Kissinger expanded the war, and Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin led the protest. Your thoughts on that?
Wow, there's a lot in there and only a couple minutes.
I know. We could spend another hour just on that.
Yeah, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones definitely do appear to be created as sort of a yin and yang or whatever the word. Yeah, one, you know, the relatively clean cut Beatles on the one side and the bad boy, you know, Rolling Stones on the other side. The Beach Boys, yeah, the Beach Boys definitely they were not nearly as squeaky clean as their image would tend to convey. And, they're kind of unusual. They don't really seem to fit in with the Laurel Canyon crowd, you know, although they were very much a part of it. And, Dennis Wilson famously, let Charles Manson and his family live with him for an entire summer, you know.
Oh my goodness.
Kind of destroys that whole clean-cut all-American image, you know. They were definitely an anomaly. I mean, here you had these very short-haired, clean-cut, you know, young kids singing about cars and surfing and girls, basically. And so they didn't really seem to fit in with the long-haired, drug culture that, the rest of the crowd openly adopted. But they were very, behind the scenes, they were very much, on par with their peers. That was all just, that public image was very much for public consumption. So, they were pretty far removed from, the short-haired, uniform, matching clothes, dorks that were on their album covers. Whereas, in real life, they were palling around with Charlie Manson. So,
which is amazing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's just,
oh, gosh. It just makes you kind of wonder who's palling around with who these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, this has been interesting. We're out of time. Darn. We're going to have you back before your book comes out to talk about it a little bit more.
I would love to, yeah. And, I'm really excited that it's up on. I was just checking on the last commercial break my new Amazon page that my publisher apparently put up without telling me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Dave, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.